This exercise is called the funeral exercise, and this is a mindful exercise for adolescents and adults. This exercise is often used as a clarification of one's values and also as a reminder to commit to doing the things that are important in our lives. So to get started, and if you feel comfortable doing so, close over your eyes or fix your gaze on a point somewhere on the floor or just somewhere that's steadily ahead of you. I just find this helps minimize distractions while you're doing these pieces. I find if I close my eyes, I can focus a little bit better on the exercise, but everybody's different, so you should do what feels most comfortable for you. And settle yourself into a comfortable and upright position. I like to aim to be upright, but not overly rigid, just ensuring that you can breathe in and out comfortably. And then take a few moments to notice your breathing, inhaling in through your nose and exhaling out through your mouth. Observe a few cycles of breath and notice what happens as you do that. Observe any thoughts or feelings or bodily sensations that might be happening right now. And if your mind is already wandering, that's okay. Just gently bring your attention back to your inner world as many times as you need to. This could happen several times throughout the exercise. And all you have to do is bring your attention back gently each time you observe that your mind has traveled somewhere else. So now, imagine if you can, that you're at a funeral. Imagine that as you look around, you see that all your friends and family are gathered here, and suddenly you realize you are at your own funeral. One by one, your family, friends, and loved ones go up to the stage to make their eulogy to you. Who will go first? Picture the face of someone who is close to you that might speak about you on this day. See if you can hear this person talking about all the great memories that they have of you and the wonderful legacy you have left behind. What words might this person use? See if you can listen carefully and hear each and every word about how you lived your life and how you spent your time. What did those actions and ways of being mean to this person? And what does it feel like for you to hear this person now speaking those words? See if you can observe the effect that this has on you now in this moment. And then take a few moments to allow those words to wash over you. And then observe as this first person sits down and another person steps up to give their eulogy of you. Who is this next person? And what was their relationship to you? And what might they say about the great memories that they have of you? What would you imagine they might say about how you lived your life and how you spent your time? What did they observe as the things that were important to you? And what kind of legacy might you have left behind to this person? What stories might this person tell about you? And what is it like to hear these words now, even if it's just in your imagination? What does it feel like to hear this person describe how you have been in your life? See if you can let those words wash over you now. And observe the effect it has to hear this person saying the words you'd want them to say about the way you've lived your life. Then slowly, that person sits down, and as their words fade away, you might see a third person stand up, and maybe a fourth, and maybe after that a fifth. And with each person that stands up, I'd like you to picture their face. Really hear their words. And hear how they describe the memories that they have from their time with you. What might they say about the legacy you leave behind? And what would they say about the way you've lived your life? What would they say about the way you treated them and the way you treated others? What do you think each of these important people might say about you? So spend a few moments now allowing yourself to hear all these words from all the important people in your life. And let these words wash over you. And notice, how is it you would want for all of these people to describe the way you have lived your life? And as the images of these people slowly begin to fade away, ask yourself about what these things that these people said. And ask yourself what that might mean to you now. Are there things you think you might like to do more of or less of? How can we let this exercise serve as a guide for you around what is important and how you might choose to walk towards that with all of the people we love in the time we have left? And then slowly, letting go of these images, and once again, returning your breath to your breath and your breathing. Once again, observing the chair that supports you and the ground that is below you. Observing any sensations in your body right now, feelings you might be having, thoughts that might be floating around. Just take your time and just observe these sensations. Are these different from how you started out this exercise? And know that there is no need to change any of these things. These are just your observations. And all the time as you're doing this exercise, not forgetting your breath. And of course, we don't need to tell ourselves how to breathe, because your body already knows. And then slowly, and when you're ready, and there is absolutely no rush, can start to open over your eyes. Start to listen to the sounds in the room that you're in this moment. And notice what you see. As you open your eyes, maybe notice any smells in the room And then finally, have a great big stretch, if that feels right for you. And then come back fully to this moment. And if you like, you can spend a few additional moments writing down any observations that you've had on this exercise as we did it.